Hey, folks, before we get started with the homemade broadcast this week, I just wanted to tell you quickly about NTT Fitness and NTTFitness.com. That is a full health mecca. I tell you what, located in Pinellas Park, you got group fitness classes, you got a gymnasium, you got people that will hold you accountable for your own fitness goals, and they have an excellent meal prep service. Now, I know you can cook your own food. I get it. You know how to do it. Wouldn't it be nice to have some variety, though, and it's delivered right to your door? You can get your entire Sunday back. You don't have to worry about it. It shows up on Sunday night, and then you just put it in the fridge, and you got food for the week. It is awesome. I've been using it for a few weeks, and I absolutely love it. I want you to try it out. Use code LEVELUP15. That's the homemade broadcast code at checkout, and you'll get 15% off your first order, NTTFitness.com. All right, let's start the show.
Beach Drive. Rob Parr. Central Avenue. We're all about the Sunshine City. RadioCP.com. RadioCP.com presents the Homemade Broadcast.
John, why did you say that? Why? Why? You're my hero, Ron.
Garth, I...
You come out with stink like that. Poop. Poop mouth. Poop out of your mouth.
Garth, if I were to give you some money out of my wallet, would that ease the pain?
I hate you, Ron Burgundy. I hate you.
Okay, and... Are you ready for the show?
Yay, we're ready, Lucy. Please start.
And so I started.
Hello, I'm world-famous television news broadcaster Brendan McLaughlin, and you're listening to The Homemade Broadcast. That makes you really smart.
Personnel, this is CBTS. Space vehicle pre-count operations will start on my mark at 5, 4, 3, 2, 1...
It is the Homemade Broadcast, HMB Radio, on RadioCP.com. My name is Will Coons. Welcome back to the pod, man. Yeah. 813-693-2124 is the voice and text line. It is open today, tomorrow, Christmas Day, whenever you want. So you can go ahead and leave me a voice or text message on there, and I will answer you sometimes. Or I will read them or play them on the podcast. I encourage the involvement. We got a lot of stuff on tap for this week. We got an unsuccessful man's key to success. That's me. I'm going to give you some tips of what I think it takes to be successful later in car time. I still haven't thought of a better name for that segment. But it's basically some time during the week when I'm driving to work. And I have some time to kill. I have some thoughts that I map out via my recorder thing on your phone. And it sounds decent, not as good as this, but it sounds okay. So we're going to get to that. And then coming up later after that from Stay Woke, that radio program I'm on, I got to host earlier this week, and we talked about a dating app that doesn't let the uggos join. So no uglies in this dating app. We get into that a little bit. And first, before we get into anything, I want to say thank you very much to Truvy Salon and Spa. Truvy, T-R-U-V as in victory, Y, salonandspa.com, 8908 4th Street North, Unit B, right here in St. Petersburg. So give her a message at on her Facebook or whatever, Truvy Salon and Spa, and make an appointment online. Just go to Truvy Salon and Spa. Look good, feel good, get some Botox. You know, it's good for you. So they say it's poison, but for some reason it doesn't make you die. I don't know. I'm not a doctor or scientist. I never claimed to be. I'm just a stupid man with a dumb podcast. So some Buccaneers news to start the week. Everybody's excited. Everybody's feeling good. I can't tell you how many times I look at that schedule when it gets released and I go, we're going 11-5 and go into the playoffs, deep into the playoffs this year. It never happens. Hasn't happened in many, many, many years since I was a teenager. But, you know, this year there's some hope. There's some strings of, I don't know, just they get the carrot in front of our noses. We got a good coach now. We got, players, JPP, you know, Jonathan, what's his name? Jason Pierre-Paul. He had 12 sacks last year. We got Jameis Winston, you know. Well, those two guys were in the news this week. So I got one goofy story, one cool story about a former Buck player, and one uh-oh story about a current Buck player. I'm going to start with the good news this time. Rondé Barber. Remember Rondé Barber, the famous, all-pro, probably the best corner we've ever had. One of the best corners ever on defense. He was part of that Super Bowl team. Picked off Donovan McNabb in the NFC Championship game many moons ago and took it to the house and brought the Bucs to the playoffs. And they later went on to whack the Raiders in the Super Bowl and brought Tampa's first Super Bowl victory. Well, he is going into the Ring of Honor, joining John Lynch, Warren Sapp, and Derek Brooks from that defense. And this kind of gives, I guess, some credence to his Hall of Fame credentials. You know, there's some people saying he should be in the Hall of Fame, some people saying that he shouldn't be, because he's not one of those classic press corners. He was a guy that blitzed a lot, and he wasn't a classic, you know, prototyped corner. But this gives some credence to that. Congratulations, Rondé Barber. He's still in the community, does a lot of good work. He's friends with Ben Swig, who works at The Bone. So I got to become friends with Ben because I want to know all these people and be part of a cool group that I'm too cool to hang out with. That's on my to-do list. That's what I want to do this year. And then the goofy story was Jameis Winston was at some charity golf event. Our quarterback just got this fifth-year option picked up. He'll be paid $20 million this year. And he did a thing at a charity golf tournament. He had a goofy helmet on with a T on top of it. And some guy smacked a golf ball off of it. I mean, swung for the fences, too. They slowed it down. You could see the driver arcing and bending to his physics down thrust thing, and it looked, I mean, he hit that thing hard, and people were saying, Jesus Christ, what if he freaking hit his brainstem and paralyzed the guy or something? You know, you're going, is this really the right thing to be doing? And then, not to be outshined, Jason Pierre-Paul, who I mentioned earlier, our all-star defensive end, blew his hand off a few years ago with some fireworks. And what he learned from that, I remember an interview with him when he got here. Somebody asked him what he learned from that experience. And what he learned was that he was invincible. That's not, I would say the thing you learn is don't like play with fireworks. That would probably be the big thing. But he learned that he's indestructible. Well, he crashed his car, his Ferrari, at 5 in the morning down south where he's from. I think he's from like Pembroke Pines or something like that. So he was visiting. He doesn't do any of the OTAs, you know, the workouts or any of that. None of those guys do that are veterans. But I what are you doing at 5 a.m. on the road? Could have been going to the gym. I don't know. But it just seems suspicious. So he wrecked his Ferrari. And there was minor injuries. You know, he walked away. He went to the hospital. They checked him out and released him from the hospital. And then he had to visit the Bucks because they had to look him over and visit their doctors. And then they go, oh, you got a fractured neck. So he probably won't play again this year. This might end his career. I remember, didn't Mike Allstott have the fullback? He had neck fissures and he like got two of them fused together. And then that just ended his career. He was done after that. So I don't know. He's probably not going to play this year, and he might not play ever again because of this incident. There was some sort of miscommunication. I guess originally they said it was an SUV. The cops reported an SUV crashed in the median, but it ended up being a Ferrari. So now there's some people thinking there's some sort of cover-up or something. I don't know. I think maybe perhaps a golf ball flew in, hit his windshield, and then he flipped over. Nobody knows where the golf ball came from. Perhaps a charity golf tournament. I'm going to edit that out. That stunk. 813-693-2124 is the voice and text message line here. HMBRadio.com is the website. Facebook.com/HMBRadio. Twitter and Instagram, home_made_man. If you want some HMB Radio stickers and magnets, I'd love to give you some. Just send me your address. Hit me up in the DMs or the voice line or whatever, and I will mail you out some free of charge because, I don't know, I'm just a good guy like that. What can I tell you? Other news this week. Tampa Bay, you are freaking nasty, man. What is going on with all those hepatitis A cases breaking out? They are absolutely everywhere. I had a list that I pulled up somewhere. I probably closed it because I'm a moron. But there's so many places in Pinellas County. Now, like some places you'd expect. You know, like you get an Arby's. That well, you know, you might. Everybody knows you might get hepatitis A if you're eating at an Arby's, okay? That's just possible. That's just a thing. It's not probable, but it is possible. Taco Bell, yeah, all right. I know that could happen. And then there's somebody like strip clubs. Yeah, if I walk out with hepatitis A, I won. That's fine. You know, no big deal. I just get the vaccination or whatever. But then there's some places, Eulalie, that's a fancy-ass restaurant, man. That's a nice place. And now people just aren't, what's the deal with nobody washing their hands? Because that's the easiest way to prevent transmission of this disease. It comes from poopy. And people are just, I guess, using the restroom and then going back to work and preparing food and stuff. What the hell is wrong with you people? Wash your damn hands, man. I saw this in Creative Loafing. A recent study suggested that only 67% of people wash their hands after they go to the bathroom. That's terrifying. Unfortunately, reported cases of hepatitis A are popping up at restaurant after restaurant after restaurant in Tampa Bay, and it makes sense when you consider that since the beginning of 2018, Pinellas County has had 332 cases, followed by Pasco County with 227 cases, and Hillsborough County with 169 cases. Though Tampa Bay is ground zero for the hepatitis A outbreak, the whole state is also at risk. According to data from the Florida Department of Health, in 2018, the state had 548 reported cases of hepatitis A, which was almost double the cases from 2017, and way more than 122 cases in 2016. So far this year, Florida has had 1,037 cases of hepatitis A, and just last week, 85 cases were reported. Hepatitis A is curable and treated pretty quickly once symptoms are identified, but the most common way for the disease to spread is someone who currently does not scrub the poopy off their hand after they use the restroom. Wash your damn hands! Then they use that pooped on hand to prepare your meal. It's important to point out that the obvious sign of poop on your hand should not only be signaled to lather up. Sure, maybe you executed the perfect hover squat or no hands power piss. Congrats! But how do you know the last person to open the bathroom door didn't have a poop hand? When you enter a bathroom, you need to assume that there is an invisible layer of poop everywhere, because there is, because more than likely, somebody with dookie on their hand touched something. So here's a brief breakdown on how to wash your hands, okay? You wet your hands with running water, either warm or cold. Whatever your preference is, apply a liquid, bar, or powder soap to be cupped in your hand. Lather well. Rub your hands palm to palm vigorously for at least 20 seconds. You can't do the quick in and out. You got to spend some time washing your hands. You got to get your wrists and everything between your fingers, all that. Rinse well. Dry your hands with a clean towel and use the towel to turn off the faucet. Here's another trick. I shouldn't even be telling you this because this is my trick. And then if people start doing it, then I'm just going to be running into the same thing. Grab the bottom of the handle. Don't grab the top or the middle because that's where everybody's grabbing. Grab the bottom. Use your pinky or something. You're going to avoid the poop. You're going to avoid more poop. That's important. Besides washing your hands, the best way to not spread or get hepatitis A is to get the vaccine, and Florida has been vaccinating people in mass. In April, nearly 34,000 vaccinations were administered in Florida, and just last week, another 5,000 people got the shots. However, only vulnerable populations really should get the vaccine. For everyone else, just wash your hands. So this is a public service announcement. Wash your hands, please.
The Homemade Broadcast is on RadioSaintPete.com.
813-693-2124 is a voice and text line. This podcast is brought to you by Homemade Podcast, homemadepodcasts.com. It's a media consulting company that I own. So if you're interested in podcasting, whether you're an individual, just is interested in getting into the hobby and don't know how to start, well, I'm your man. I can help you because I'm talking to you through that medium currently. Or if you're a business that is looking to have some podcasts produced for your business to reach new and existing clientele, I'm your man. I can help you. HomemadePodcasts.com. Or if you're a local business that would like to advertise with a local podcast, podcasts are growing every single year. And it's a great, affordable way to advertise. And I know one right here that you're hearing currently. This one could use all the help it can get. HMBRadio.com. Hit the contact page and let's work together. So this week in Car Time is a little segment where I just have some time to kill. And I find something that's bothering me, and I talk about it in my little voice recorder thing on my phone. So this week, I started talking about the Met Gala, and then I got into how I know so many talented people and what it takes to actually make it. And I give you an unsuccessful man's key to success. So let's hear that right now on the Homemade Broadcast. I was looking at pictures of the Met Gala. I don't know what the Met Gala is, other than a gathering of important celebrities, musicians, athletes. I don't know what you need to do to be invited to the Met Gala, but it seems stupid. They just dress up in really weird clothes, and I saw some lady. I think it was a lady. I guess it could have been a man. I don't know. But she was carried on a gold throne. And she was draped in gold sheets and headwear. And I thought, God, I understand the French Revolution now. And wanting to rebel against the bourgeoisie class. What a waste of time this thing is. It must be cool. I would love to get invited to that, but I don't think I could go. It's just a bunch of dumb dumb athletes, brain dead musicians that have struck it lucky. Listen, I know a lot of musicians, and a lot of them are really good, and they're as good as a lot of the stuff that I hear anyways. I'm not going to deny that people that are famous are, you know, hacks or not talented. But it's really just luck, most of it. You have to put in the time, actually do stuff, put your neck out there to get criticized and have other zeros criticize you and tell you that you suck. When they've done nothing with their lives but criticize other people. And you have to be able to navigate that. And you have to have talent. That's true. You have to be good at something. And then the rest of it, you know, you're going to have commitment. It's commitment to it. Doing it all the time. Practicing. Getting good at it. 10,000 hours. That whole thing. And then I think the rest is just being in the right place at the right time. Having someone see your link that you post that's in a position to help you and they like it. It's their job to find talent and they like you. And I mean, it's such a small, it's winning the lottery. It's such a small, how many actual musicians are out there and you know, comedians or whatever, if you're doing something artistic, that it is actually gonna, I don't know, stick with it, number one, and be good at it. There's a lot of bad artists out there, but they're, you know, they're trying, they're following their passion, they're doing it, and a lot of them get better. I used to run open mics, comedy open mics, in St. Pete, as I'm sure some of you remember, at Sly Bar, it was called, now it's called Tap House 61. But I used to do the comedy night there, and there was people that started that were so bad that I wondered, what the hell, like, why are you doing this? Because you're not good at it. And most of them are still pretty bad at it that I see, but they're getting feature spots now at comedy clubs. Like, they're just good enough to, or they're good enough to warrant some sort of work, but they're not good enough where they're going to steal the spotlight from somebody who's actually good at it. You know what I mean? And that's over a relatively short period of time. You know, a few years, eventually they might get to the point where they'll figure it out and they'll be the headliner now. And they'll be, you know, touring around. I don't know why anybody would want to be a touring comedian. It sounds like just the worst life. I don't know how, like, a lot of these guys are married. Married with kids and stuff, and but you're just not home ever. I don't know how you manage to do that, but lots of people do. But it's living out of a hotel room, living out of your car, working for maybe $100 to a couple $100 a night, maybe, which is pretty good money, really, if it's all cash. But then if you're paying for your hotel and, you know, all that other stuff, that would be a tough life. And you do have, like, a family and stuff. That would be tough. But a lot of people do want to do it. I've talked to, you know, some of these local guys, and they're like, yeah, oh, yeah, I'd kill to do that. I'd love to do that. I don't think they know what they're signing up for, but God bless. That is a tough life. So most of it's just, yeah, showing up, and then finding somebody that can help you, that's in a position to help you. I think you can't be afraid to ask for help, too. I think a lot of people won't do that. I don't do that. I don't want to owe anybody anything. But when people have offered help, I've certainly taken them up on that. I don't know. I just don't want to feel like I owe anybody anything. So the Met Gala was going on with goofy outfits, and I just thought, boy, I wonder what the conversations are like. You just have all these just well-to-do, haven't been poor at a lot of them did grow up poor. Like, I saw rappers and stuff there, probably grew up in, you know, poor, and now they're, like, rich all of a sudden, but they haven't been poor for a long time. I think you kind of lose touch with that whole thing. I wonder how true it is. Like, I know some of them do it. I can't really think of any off the top of my head, but, like, rappers that say, yeah, I'm gonna get out of the hood, and then I'm gonna come back and be a member of the community and help the community. I don't think any of them do that. I don't really blame them. If I was growing up there too, I'd be like, bye. I found a way out. You can do it too. Maybe not. You might not have talent, but you could go get a job or something. You could get a C average in school and get a scholarship somewhere to St. Pete College and, you know, learn how to code. That's my plan. If something happens where radio doesn't work out, and who knows if that will work out, but if it doesn't, I'm just gonna go back to school and learn how to do the computer stuff. I hope I'm smart enough to figure that out, because that isn't really my bag. I'm pretty serviceable, you know, in a lot of different areas, but I don't know, just that seems scary. But a friend of mine does it, and, you know, he's a smart guy, but he says, yeah, you could do it. You just got to learn what to do. And then just like anything else, you put the practice time in, you do the work, and then after a while you just get good at it and you know what to look for, and now you just have a good paying job. I was fantasizing. I met a guy at a friend of a friend, and my day job, I work at a financial company that they do, we work with like insurance companies and stuff, and he hires insurance adjusters, and he goes, yeah, I work for this company, $400 a day they pay. And I was like, holy hell, that sounds sweet. And I'm tired of, you know, it's a struggle, this thing, you know, you work, I have everything I need, you know, I don't go without, I complain a lot, but I, you know, I have a home, a car, food, you know, I don't really need anything, but I don't have anything extra. So anyway, keys to success, I think, these are keys to success from an unsuccessful man, is you gotta have the drive and the ambition. You gotta have some sort of skill, but I think you can develop your skill if you really want it bad enough. You can at least be serviceable. You gotta put in the time. You have to work for free, do stuff for free, put in the time, and then you just have to meet somebody that can help you and put you in the right place that you need to be and find that opportunity. That's your keys to success from an unsuccessful man. I hope this finds you well.
This is the Homemade Broadcast. This is RadioCP.com.
813-693-2124. HMBRadio.com is where you can get a hold of me. Home_made_man on Instagram and Twitter. And this week on Stay Woke. Stay Woke is a radio program heard at midnights here in Tampa Bay on 102.5 The Bone. It's a real life and live radio show that I co-host with my pal Anna Hummel. This week Anna was out because it was her birthday, so I got to host. And we talked to Ryan Adams, who is on the Johnny B Show. He guest co-hosted for me this week. And we talked about this app called Beautiful People, where only beautiful people are allowed. So check out this clip. And if you're not awake at midnight, just download the 102.5 The Bone app, because you can get Stay Woke live, or not live, but on demand when you want it. And you don't have to stay up like a freak and be up that late, because nobody should be up that late. All right, let's check out this clip from Stay Woke. So I wanted to talk about this a little bit. Dating sites and dating apps are all the rage.
Are they?
I use them.
Yeah.
Reluctantly. I go through cycles. Sometimes I feel like we talk about these things a lot, but they're so prevalent in the culture now. And this one was interesting because there is a Beautiful People, Ryan, dating site. And there are certain ugly flaws that will have you unable to join.
Oh?
Users on the controversial dating site, which is said to have turned away some 8.5 million folks, would-be members have revealed their list of ugly features preventing people from being accepted by the supremely sexy service. The poll includes responses from 3,000beautifulpeople.com members who point out bad skin, poor grooming, and disproportionate facial features as some of their top reasons for rejection. Fellas who seem to lack self-esteem, marked by poor posture, and an effeminate demeanor top the women's turn-off list. Men, however, seem to prefer gals who walk a fine line between fit and curvy. Let's see. So we got the top 10 ugliest features, according to women. Number 10, you can't be too skinny, scrawny, or effeminate.
Okay.
Number 9, dirty or long nails. Can't do that either. Number 8 was bad posture. 7, balding or unkempt hair. And that, I guess that goes for not specially stylized. You have to like put gel in your hair and stuff.
I just shave my head,
that.
So yeah.
That's the easiest way to do it, yeah. Crooked, large, or otherwise ugly nose.
ungroomed facial or body hair. So that means no unibrow, nose hairs, wild beard, or excessive back hair. I don't know how anybody would know you have back hair on a dating app, but I guess some people would. Yeah. I guess you have to put pictures of everything up there. Bad skin was number 4. Too short, number 3. Number 2 was obese or overweight. Oh, great, I'm out. Number 1, bad mouth. Too small, no lips, and poor teeth. The top 10 ugliest features according to men, which this is what I want to get into for us, deal breakers are as far as ladies go. A unibrow is number 10. How do you feel about the unibrow?
It would be a turnoff.
Eyebrows are a big thing with me.
I don't think it'd be a deal breaker, but it would be a turnoff for sure.
Yeah. Really? Unibrow wouldn't be? I think that would be it. That would be it for me. I love collecting on the apps. You can I don't know what it is with the girls and they're tweezing their eyebrows and doing all this funky shapes and doing all this crap with their eyebrow. I don't understand that. It's really, there's some really good ones out there. I have a collection of them. I'm going to make a coffee table book.
You know how the money that some women spend on like eyelashes and eyebrows and
oh yeah,
it's insane to me. Yeah.
Even when girls go get their haircut, when they tell me how much they spend to get their haircut, and that's why they don't go very often. I guess they go like twice a year or something. And then they go, it was $300. What? But I got colored and cut and all this crazy stuff. So you can spend a bunch of money doing that. Number 9, bad makeup. This is another funny one that I
don't like
to do.
A lot of makeup, to be honest.
I don't
with
like
you.
Makeup at all.
Yeah, a little bit, like, you know, to where you're not just caked in it. It's fine.
Maybe a natural look, I guess. But I want to see what you look like.
Yes,
I don't want to see, you know, you can paint a pretty lady on your face, you know, and then they go up some. That's why I try to keep this beard. I don't know if you do the same thing, but it's makeup for men.
Of course.
This is what we have.
Yeah, this is us. Yeah.
Covers up. I don't have a chin. So I have to grow a crappy one out of bad facial hair. But that's just the way it works.
I like your style, Will.
Thanks, man.
You're welcome, buddy.
Number 8, bad mouth and teeth.
Yes. I have a big thing about hygiene. That's probably tops, if not top 2 or 3 on my list. Like, you have to smell good. I'm not saying you have to cake on perfume or
pretty smelling ladies. Know. I like that stuff that you get from like Bath and Body Works. It's like
just
you smell
spray.
Like a Snapple.
Yeah.
That stuff is really good. The only thing I don't like about it, it's a double-edged sword though, because then it will like just sit in your clothes.
Yeah.
It's like when you're holding a lady watching Netflix and she puts her head in your shoulder, and then when she leaves, you just smell pretty lady all over you, and it won't escape for days.
Yeah. Yeah, that's annoying. You just want to smell her while she's there, and then, you know, when she's gone.
I kind of like it, but it's also like, okay, I got to get pretty late. I can't smell like pretty lady all day.
Now I'm going out with the guys.
I can't have an erection all day.
Exactly. Yeah, but hygiene's huge for me, and that's teeth. That's.
What do you think about gap in the tooth? Will that freak you out?
It doesn't really. I don't know. That doesn't really bother me too much. I'm not saying it's a turn on, but I don't think it doesn't bother me that much.
All right. Thin fat. Do you know what that is?
Thin fat?
Yeah, it's skinny, but there's no body tone. You're kind of just like thin with no muscle tone.
See, I don't like overly tone and fit women.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's great if that's your lifestyle, but for me personally, it's not an aesthetic for me.
So far, Ryan Adams has no deal breakers. I thought I had no standards, but let's see if we can. I'm going to find one for you, Ryan. How about no butt or too much butt?
I'm a legs man, so butt's maybe third on my list.
Okay.
You can't be flat. I mean, you can't just have
flat butts are the worst.
Of course, that's a total turnoff for me.
Yeah, yeah.
But you know, you don't necessarily have to have a badonkadonk either. You know.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Number 5, poor figure, which I think that goes into thin fat.
Yeah.
But no shape or curves. So I guess that could mean thin and fit, but you don't have boobies or butts or anything.
Yeah, I'm not. Yeah, you can't just be a what is it? Just a board.
Yeah,
you know, you got to have a little bit of a curve to you. I don't like overly skinny women, but
right.
I don't like morbidly obese women either.
Right,
you know?
Right. So, I'm kind of the same way. Although you know, some of those slip in from time to time, depending on your personality and how pretty you are.
Sure.
Number 4, bad skin. Bad skin's a big one.
What kind of bad skin are we talking?
I think they're thinking of like acne or something.
See, for me, that's something that sometimes a person, not just women, can't help.
Right.
So I don't necessarily hold it against them unless it's like you know.
Yeah, but they're going to hold it against, keep this in mind, that ladies are going to hold these things against you. So you can hold some things against ladies, you know.
Okay.
God cursed me with being having boobies and having bad facial hair. I just have to deal with that. I have to use other assets at my disposal.
Okay, no, that's fair. But I'm not going to, I mean, look, if she's got open wounds on her face from acne, that's a different story.
Yeah, that's rough. Yeah. Usually that clears up by the time you get, in your 20s.
You'd think so.
Yeah. Number three, big or unslightly nose.
Nose is not really something I care much about, to be honest with you.
Really?
If it's
on your
getting
face,
in the
you're
way.
You're looking at it all the time.
Yeah, but I maybe in 36 years, I've never seen a woman with a nose that I was just like, that's either, oh, so adorable, or, oh, my God, that's schnoz.
Oh, I like those little button noses where they look like it was drawn by Walt Disney. They look like almost like a Bambi or something. They
got
that nose. That's really cute. Cute little nose.
Maybe
I like
I'll
that.
Notice noses a little more.
You should. They're right in front of your face. Literally.
They really
You're
are.
Looking
at
them all the time. Yeah.
I don't know. Okay.
Eyes too far apart or close together.
I've never noticed that.
I
don't look that in depth.
What are you looking at, Ryan?
I love a woman's eyes, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But when I look at a woman's eyes, I'm not saying, there's 9 inches between her eyeballs right now, or there's about 2 millimeters between her eyeballs right now. I don't notice that really.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's good. I notice, especially when they're too close together.
See, now I'm going to notice everything.
Good.
I'm going
to
notice all
this
stuff.
You need to get a little more standards in your life. All right. And number one, finally, is, what do you think it is?
Is it boobs?
No. It's obese or overweight is number one. See, I don't really feel like that's a deal breaker for guys. I always thought guys didn't really care about that.
Well, look, technically we are overweight, Will.
I know.
Okay.
I went to the doctor today.
Almost severe. I mean, I think for a 36-year-old man, about 5'9", 5'10", on a good day, I'm supposed to weigh like a buck 80, buck 75.
No, you're supposed to weigh way less than that.
You think so?
I think I'm supposed to weigh, at 6 foot, I think I'm supposed to weigh 174 pounds.
So I'm 220.
You should weigh like 155.
Oh, my God.
Or something like that. Yeah.
Who's making these numbers?
I don't know. They made these graphs in the 50s or something like that, and they just kind of stuck by them. Nobody follows these things, though. Yeah. But, yeah, obese, overweight is the number one deal breaker, according to men. I feel like I can get over that. It's not the biggest deal. Although, if they're, it depends. If they're super...
Yeah, sometimes, I'll be honest with you, I can handle a bigger woman
than
I have before.
Hell yeah.
But if you can't get around well, I mean, if it's, I'm not saying I'm going to think you're a piece of crap, and I'm not saying I'm not going to associate with you.
Right.
But as far as sexually or intimately, I'm probably going to take a pass.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you don't look like you take care of yourself. And I understand it's not always the fact that they don't take care of themselves. There are health reasons that sometimes people are like that.
It happens.
But
I'll tell you what I'm worried about with that. It's not so much that they're overweight. I'm just worried if I'm going to have the equipment to satisfy in that area.
Yeah?
I'm very average. I don't have a tiny penis, but I don't have a huge
legit
one
fear,
either.
Though. Okay.
I'm very, very, I fit right in that
you
bell
do
curve.
All right.
I'm right in the middle there. But sometimes, you know, you get these big hips and big butts. You got to get the right angle to get in there.
813-693-2124, hmbradio.com, home_made_man. Follow Radio St. Pete, Radio STPETE on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. So, yeah, these dating sites are out of control. I don't know if it's cool. I don't know if you can discriminate based on that. But then again, it's a free market. Why can't you? I don't know the answer to any of this stuff. 813-693-2124. I want to know what you think, because that's what's really important. And with that, I'm going to head out of here. If you're listening on Radio St. Pete, stay tuned. Frank Rivera's Jazz Show is up next, followed by the Indie Circuit. If you're listening on podcast, thank you, thank you, thank you. Please do rate and subscribe on iTunes, Stitcher, wherever you get your pods. Just search HMB Radio Tampa Bay. My name is Will Koontz. This is HMB Radio on Radio St. Pete. Have a great week. See ya.
You have found the Homemade Broadcast on RadioSaintPete.com.